This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
I'm sure you've seen on the news, but an absolute tragedy occurred yesterday morning around 10 a.m. in Tasmania when a gust of wind blew a jumping castle into the air, which unfortunately some children were playing in at the time. It has resulted in 5 deaths and severe injuries. To get more on it, we thought we would cross to one of the reporters that was live on scene.
Liz Gwynn works for the ABC, and she's actually on site right now as we speak at the school at Devonport. Liz, good morning, mate. How is the community faring this morning after this unspeakable tragedy yesterday?
Yeah, it's absolutely heartbreaking. Last night we found out that a 5th child has sadly passed away after that accident here in Devonport. The community's really rallying together. I'm just at the scene and there's been a steady stream of people from last night, but also this morning, leaving handwritten notes, messages of love and support. They've left teddy bears, flowers, and even lit candles for the 5 children that have sadly passed away. At the moment, we know that 2 boys and 2 girls have been killed in yesterday's jumping castle accident. We do know that 3 children remain in hospital in a critical condition and 1 is in a serious condition. It's just a real heartbreaking situation no matter where you are, but particularly for the small town of only about 35,000 people, where it's quite closely connected. A lot of people know of one another. It's just a real tragedy just before Christmas.
Liz, you were pretty quickly onto the scene yesterday when it all unfolded as well.
Yeah.
How we've seen the photos of the police women consoling each other.
Yeah.
How is everyone doing that you know of after being there?
Yeah, they're really heartbroken. I mean, we saw so much emotion, as you mentioned, in those photos of our first responders. We know from the mayor, the Devonport mayor, Annette Rockcliffe, that there were actually 2 paramedics who it was their first day on the job yesterday and they had to deal with this. So it's just heartbreaking. It's devastating. And it's, it's really difficult. It's so hard for first responders. Even us here covering it, it's been really emotional for anyone who has loved ones. I've got a nephew who's only 7 years old and just thinking that, you know, that could have quite easily have been him. So it's really hard at the moment. A lot of people are grieving, whether or not they know the families or they just have children of their own or know of someone in that age. It's a pretty hard time.
We're all the way up in Queensland and it's hard enough. Gabby's crying now. It's hard enough for us to stomach these images.
Yeah.
So to actually be there on site, I cannot imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
Other than we do know it was a freak gust of wind that lifted the jumping castle up into the air. Has any more details come to light as to how this tragedy actually was able to happen?
No, not at this stage. We know it was a jumping castle and there were several Zorb balls as well, those big inflatable balls. Mm. Apparently students were inside them at the time. But as you said, it was a freak gust of wind. A lot of locals I was speaking to said that it wasn't really that windy, but it was just this one gust that came through where the jumping castle was located. It was next to a hill. And so that become airborne and those children have fallen 10 metres to the ground. So obviously police have been out. They're still at the scene here today and that's really going to form a big part of their investigation. They're still piecing, together clues and trying to work together what happened. They had drones up in the air yesterday as well. We do have a press conference about 9:30 our time. So we're hoping to get a bit more clarity on the situation then.
Okay.
Well, our hearts are breaking for those families that have to deal with this in the lead up to Christmas. But Liz, you look after yourself as well.
Thanks, guys. You too. The Hit Breakfast Show.